Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to the Super Showdown Preview and Predictions. I'm John Fitzmaurice for Well Done Wrestling. Super Showdown is live in Australia in the Down Under early tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for those of you early birds that want to catch the warm. If you're going to be up at that early to watch on the WWE Network, God bless you. But I am not going to wake up at 4 or 4:30 a.m. just to watch at 5. I can gladly watch it after work tomorrow. But let's kick in with the preview. We have Cedric Alexander defending the Cruiserweight title against Buddy Murphy, a home countryman. Cedric has held the Cruiserweight title for almost 6 months now, ever since he won the title at WrestleMania. I think it's time that Cedric drops the Cruiserweight title, and it's time for Buddy Murphy to win it right here. I think he has been the MVP of 205 Live, and I think that Buddy Murphy is going to win the Cruiserweight title from Cedric Alexander. Moving on, we have Asuka and Naomi take on the Iconics, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, another home country women in this match, right now representing their home country. I'm going to go with the Iconics to win here, and I think that Peyton Royce is going to pin Naomi. I just really hope that Asuka isn't buried here in this situation, but only time will tell. But I wouldn't be surprised if they make the Iconics lose right here. We have the New Day taking on the Bar for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. I like the New Day, and I like the Bar, but I'm really going to pick the New Day to retain, because as much as I would love to see Sheamus and Cesaro with the SmackDown Tag Team belts, I know New Day just won the tag belts at the SmackDown after SummerSlam when they beat the Bludgeon Brothers, but Eric Rowan just suffered an injury that was not expected, so it kind of threw a big monkey wrench into their plan. But I'm going to go with the New Day right here. Next up, we have Becky Lynch defending the SmackDown Women's title against Charlotte Flair. I'm a little torn on this one, but I'm going to go with Becky Lynch to retain the SmackDown Women's title. I can see Becky Lynch possibly cheating in this one right here, and that will set up a possible rematch for Evolution between the two. And maybe, and I know you guys are going to freak out at me, but what if maybe, if they give the belt back to Charlotte Flair at Evolution? But I don't want to see Becky Lynch drop the women's title anytime soon. She has been red hot on fire ever since she won the title, and even at SummerSlam when she turned heel on Charlotte. So I say keep the belt on Becky. Go, go, Becky. We have Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. The winner gets a number one. The winner becomes number one contender and gets a future WWE title match at the future. They didn't specifically say when they're going to get the WWE title shot. I'm assuming maybe it could be at SmackDown 1000. It could be at Crown Jewel. It could be at Survivor Series. We don't know. But I'm actually going to go with something I've been predicting for a while. And that's I thought about picking The Miz for quite a while now, because it just seems like The Miz would be the perfect choice to dethrone AJ Styles for the WWE title, which I'll get to him in a second. But after the way how on the Go Home Show on SmackDown, how The Miz had the upper hand again on Daniel Bryan, I could actually see Daniel Bryan beating The Miz in this at Super Showdown, becomes the number one contender. They could do AJ and Bryan maybe at Crown Jewel or SmackDown 1000. You're going to want a big match for those. Either one of those two could work. And then let's say maybe The Miz costs Daniel Bryan the title later on, or you have a multi-man match that involves Bryan, Styles, Joe, and Miz. That's when The Miz steals the title from Styles and Bryan and wins the WWE title, and they can go all the way to WrestleMania. But I'm actually going to go with Daniel Bryan on this one. Speaking of the WWE title, the WWE Championship is on the line. No count out, no disqualification. There must be a winner between AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. I really like how this feud's been going on. I just don't like how Joe's going into trying to invade the Styles house, the family house, and how he's dragged the Styles family into this, where these two can wrestle, and I really feel like they don't really need to drag families into this. But I'm going to go out right now on a limb saying AJ Styles to retain and to beat Samoa Joe, holds on to the WWE title, and goes on to be champ for a year. Because he's a month away of being WWE champion. He's made it this far. And I don't want to see AJ drop it now. But Joe is just doing some of the best damn promo work of what he's doing right now. And I think he's a lot better on SmackDown than where he was on Monday Night Raw. But to me, it's like right now, if Samoa Joe doesn't win the WWE title at Super Showdown, then will he ever? I mean, time will tell, but we'll see. Also, we have the Bella Twins and Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey teaming up to take on all three members of the Riot Squad. We don't know the condition of Liv Morgan, as she suffered a couple of the yes kicks from Brie Bell that clearly knocked her loopy in the face. And it was mostly Brie Bella's fault. And she should have seen once Liv Morgan was dragging down, she should have just stopped the kicks and then not grab her by the neck for the pin. But that's another story. But I am going to go with the Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey for the win here. No questions asked. And I do see I know the rumors have been swirling that they want to do Nikki Bella against Ronda Rousey at Evolution as the main event. So I could see either maybe they have a little disagreement, or they have a little fight after the match, or they could start building up the matchup on this Monday on Raw. So you guys can place your bets on that one. We also have Bobby Lashley teaming up with John Cena, taking on Elias and Kevin Owens. No need for me to give you the putts around this one. Bobby Lashley and John Cena for the win. We have all three members of the Shield, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns, to take on Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre in the six-man tag. As much as I want to pick the Shield, and I know Australian fans are going to be happy to see them and they want them to win, I'm going to go with Strowman, Ziggler, and McIntyre to win, and to have Strowman pin Roman in the match, because you know Braun Strowman's getting a title shot at the Universal title against Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel at Saudi Arabia. That also involves Brock Lesnar. So I don't think Strowman losing this match here is going to make it that much better. So if he pins Roman Reigns in this match, it could give him some momentum going into Saudi Arabia at Crown Jewel when he takes on Roman for the Universal title along with Brock Lesnar. And we get to the main event of Super Showdown. It's between Triple H with Shawn Michaels in his corner against The Undertaker with Kane in his corner. They quoting it one last final time. I'm really not sure as to when they announced this match as to why, and they announced it's the last time ever. I'm like, okay, this I might be intrigued, but I'm thinking this is going to lead to a tag match. It'll eventually set up the Brothers of Destruction taking on DX. I really think that I'm actually going to pick Triple H to win and have Shawn Michaels, you know, give Undertaker the sweet chin music. It'll set up a tag match for our Crown Jewel. And maybe they'll set up Undertaker Shawn Michaels for either Survivor Series or Royal Rumble. I would prefer WrestleMania, but that's just me. So we'll see on that one. So here I'm going to run down my predictions again. Buddy Murphy to win the Cruiserweight title. The Iconics to win. Becky Lynch to hold on to the SmackDown Women's title. New Day to retain the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Daniel Bryan to become number one contender for the WWE title. AJ Styles to retain the WWE Championship. Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey to win. Bobby Lashley, John Cena, Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre to win, and Triple H to win over The Undertaker. So those are my picks and predictions for Super Showdown. I will talk to you guys a little later on. Until next time, peace.